So, Len, tell us. I was telling, something that it was new on my side. I just posted some photos, a photo update that you can see from today. Len, what's new on touringplans.com?
A couple of updates on touringplans.com around. Thanks.
Sorry.
That was
I
loud.
know, I'm sorry.
Around
Jesus.
the new Nintendo DS guide that they've installed, or they're testing in the parks right now, where you get like a Nintendo, it's handheld device, and it's an interactive guide map to the park. So it'll tell you what the wait times are at the attractions, what the fast pass times are.
Yeah, I was meaning to ask you about this line. Do you see this as a threat to the unofficial guide and touring plans and all that?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, the Disney official information is always going to be presented by Disney and to present the most official, the most positive light on Disney's things. And there'll always be room for the unofficial guide. And actually, we've tested cell phone based stuff. If anyone has an iPhone, our website looks really, really good on the iPhone. And I expect as cell phone resolution gets better, we're definitely moving towards more real time, more web based content as well. So, if you need a reminder that says you're the 3 o'clock parade's in 20 minutes or whatever, time to get a good spot, that's definitely the way we're moving for the website. And that's actually sort of interesting because a lot of planning websites are good up until the time you leave the park, but once you get in the park, you're largely on your own. So we see this as the next the next evolution of theme park support. We're actually calling it Bob in a Box.
Nice.
Bob in a Box, virtual Bob. Yeah. So
Virtual
we've
Bob.
been, we've been kicking around some ideas. We're doing working on some. The last big piece of technology we released on the website was the free personalized touring plans. This is the next thing we're working on and should be out later in the summer.
Very nice.
Yeah,
Scopa,
cool.
what's your I noticed that your latest blog entry is chronicling your race at the marathon last
Yes,
weekend.
it's been a while to just chronicle every part of that weekend. The next blog entry will have the aftermath of the marathon and the things that happen after such a race. I wanted to mention, Matt, I don't know if everyone knows this, but there's been an announcement recently about a new race at Walt Disney World. It will take place, I believe, the last weekend in September. It's September 27th, 2008, and it's called the Expedition Everest Challenge. It's 5K. It's through Disney's Animal Kingdom. And what's really interesting about this race is that it's a 5K race, and the registration fee for an individual is $100, which rivals what it
You
is
get
for half marathon. Yeah, Ellen. Yeah, that's what it is. It's $100 for an individual. It's $195 for a team registration. Every person who registers will re receive, this is weird, you receive a 1 day, one park theme park ticket. So it's like a Magic Railway, base ticket. You receive a champion tech shirt, whatever that is. You receive a 3 month trial subscription to men's or women's health. You get admission to what they're calling an exclusive after-hours party at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park.
Oh, that might be interesting. But for 3 mile race?
I know. And then you get a commemorative inaugural medal for all finishes. So I don't know who planned this. I
that's
don't
like
know.
half an hour of running. It's not even that.
Yeah, not even that. So I don't understand. And I don't know. The thing that worries me, Len, is that obviously I'm already commenting on it. The thing that bothers me is that it's in the Animal Kingdom. That theme park is really not conducive to running, especially a 5K where you probably would run a lot quicker than if it was a 10K or a 15K. Number two, the thing is that if there's going to be an after-hours party, then my assumption is that this race is sometime during the late afternoon, early evening. So now you're running through the Animal Kingdom at night. I don't know. And we all saw what that after-hours party at MGM was. Well, it was MGM back then when we did the Tower of Terror race. So I'm a little cool on this race. Also, it's like 1 week before Race for the Cure, and 2 weeks before Race for the Taste. And those two races, I think, are the best races at Walt Disney World. So I'm going to watch this really close. I was floored when I saw a $100 individual registration.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, they're just totally ripping off the studios right there. Come on.
Yeah, you know.
But that is a lot of money. I mean, I guess it's okay if you wanted to get the one-day admission into it. So if you're not an annual pass holder, I guess that's decent value for you. But, I mean, it's a lot of money is what it is. How much was the Tower of Terror registration last year? The Tower of Terror 13K, Mike, that happened.
I believe it was past October. I think it was 65, something like
that.
Yeah,
I think it was 65. Yeah.
Okay.
You doing that again?
No, I think that was poorly put together. I'll wait and see if they improve it at all, then I'll wait. There are some races that I have in my target. I'll let you guys know as we get closer.
I was thinking of doing the Tower of Terror, actually, this
year. Give me a break.
We have a Connecticut caller. I hate you, Len. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yeah, tell me something I don't know.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, this is Jeff from Connecticut.
Hey, Jeff.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to know that I'm stalking you because I always call on a few miles from where you live in Connecticut, and now I'm a few miles from where you live in Orlando.
All right. Ah.
You would have to be driving a Camry that's parked outside of...
Don't tell him. No, I'm staying at Newell's Landing.
Newell's Landing.
Oh, yeah.
How's the trip going for you?
Very good. We had a short day, so I went to a park that you can go to where you have don't have a lot of time. So I went to the studios.
Oh, you need a lot of time in there.
It took his prime time and had a really interesting aunt who yelled at me a lot.
I can imagine it's kind of standard fare over there.
Oh yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then tomorrow was all day at Epcot.
Nice. How long are you here for?
Heading back north on Saturday.
Okay, so that'll be a nice little trip for you.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's nice to come up when there's only a unofficial guide rating of 3 for crowd level.
Oh, nice. And the crowds have been good?
You really can't beat that.
Oh, yeah, you just walk onto everything. Walked onto Tower of Terror, walked onto Rock and Roller Coaster, walked onto Star Tours, the whole 9 yards. No waits.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
I like that. And I owe it all to looking at my touringplans.com crowd calendar and saying, this is the best time to go.
Cool. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, sometimes we get stuff right. No one's more surprised than me. No, just kidding. We do put a lot of work into the thing. And, our statistician, Fred, does a ton of work, and our data collectors do a ton of work to make that right. So actually, we've refined the process by which we predict. I don't know, last year, if you guys recall, the lowest crowd rating was 4. And we were off a little bit, so now there are a couple 3s in there where we really think that the crowds are going to be light. 3 is probably the lowest number you'll ever see in any Disney theme park. So,
oh yeah, it's great. Really enjoy it. Looking forward to a week of no crowds for a change after coming down President's Week a couple years in a row.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in, Jeff. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your
vacation. You're welcome. Yeah, I'm kind of lost. I'm walking back to my room from the main building.
Well, enjoy, and good luck.
If you see a flare go up, it's me lost, and it's not Epcot's fireworks. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
407-278-5939, and we have another caller calling in. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Sean from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Sean, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, my family and I are going to Walt Disney World this coming March. We're going from 13th to 22nd, and we've been starting to plan what we're going to do while we're down there. We've been using the touringplans.com, and we've been checking out the crowd calendars and such, and starting to get a little nervous because it looks like we're going at a peak season. I was wondering, since we're going for 10 days and 9 nights,
mm-hmm.
how many days would you recommend in each park? We are staying on site and we're not going anywhere else. It's just an exclusively a Disney trip. So we're wondering what's a good way to break up the time, or how much time would be allotted for each park. And
what are the days, Sean?
We're going the 13th to the 22nd of March.
Oh, President's Week.
March.
No, it's
March. Sorry.
No, that's okay. So we are there 10 days. We have two little girls we're taking with us also. One is 4 and one is 5. So we don't want to, like, do the commando trip with the kids or anything. But
right, right. Yeah, 2 days at the Magic Kingdom works really well. If you want to see all of Epcot, 2 days is a good suggestion for that as well. I think you can do the Animal Kingdom in a day and the studios, you know, in a day or so. That would be 6 days out of 10 for your trip. You definitely want to add at least a morning of every couple days, at least a morning off, so you don't have to get up and get out the door quickly every day. So if you go, let's say, the Magic Kingdom 2 straight days, then take the next morning at least, if not the entire day, off. So I do like 2 on, 1 off, 2 on, 1 off, 2 on, and that would get your 10 days.
Will it be crazy by the time we get there, let's say around 11 or so?
Yeah, so usually if you're there at 11 o'clock in the morning, yeah, the rides like Dumbo will be pretty much packed. Although we do have touring plans for late arrival. If you're there at 11, really what you want to do is you want to grab fast passes. I think that is the first step. You want to grab fast passes for any attraction that everyone wants to see. So in Epcot, it'd be for Soarin'. At the Magic Kingdom, it'd be something like, let's see, the girls are 4 and 5, right?
Yeah.
You know, one of the Fantasyland attractions, so Pooh or Peter Pan. You probably won't need a fast pass for or PhilharMagic, but you want to get fast passes for that. And then you have a couple of strategies. In the Magic Kingdom, anything with a wait time of 20 minutes or less, I would say go ahead and ride right then. Crowds aren't going to peak until 1 o'clock, but by 11 o'clock, most everyone that's going to be there is going to be there. So anything less than 20 minutes is good. If there are any rides that you have your heart set on riding and the waits are, you know, good.
The girls want to do all the princess things, like Cinderella's carousel, and they want to do the Dumbo and the Mickey, but the adults want to do Space Mountain and Splash Mountain and such, so we're going to probably have to do that baby swap. Is that applicable for 4 and 5 years?
The baby swap would definitely work, and you can do the same thing with fast passes too if you get fast passes for the for Space Mountain as well. So first thing I would do is send somebody off to Fantasyland to get fast passes and check out the wait times, and then a counterclockwise tour of the Magic Kingdom is probably a good way to go. Because you can see Haunted Mansion won't have a terrible wait. You could do Liberty Square rides. You could see things like the Enchanted Tiki Room. Pirates of the Caribbean probably won't have a terrible wait either, just because it moves so many people through. But what I would do for things like Big Thunder and Splash Mountain is sort of wait until the late afternoon or the evening, till crowds start to die down, like after dinner, and sort of wait those out. The last hour of the day is usually a good time to ride those, because the posted wait time is usually much larger than the actual wait time. So for the key then is when you get in, it goes something like this. It goes, get on any popular rides when you get in the park, or get fast passes for them. Try and do shows, live entertainment, things that have, you know, rides that have large capacities, you know, the riverboat and things like that, in the middle part of the day from like 1 to 3 or 1 to 4. If you want to skip the afternoon parade, that would be a great time to see Toontown, Fantasyland.
Okay.
And then save any of the other headliner attractions for as late in the day as you possibly can, because after the parade, and then especially after dinner, people are leaving the park more than they're coming in, so wait times will be dropping.
Okay. One more question, if you have another minute.
Yeah, good.
Do you have any familiarity with the Neverland Club or any of the other childcare based clubs? We were thinking about having like an adult only dinner, but we didn't know about the training that these cast members would have at any of the babysitting clubs or anything. Do you know anything about them?
I believe they're all CPR trained, and I wouldn't have any hesitation about using the Disney run clubs. I think thousands of people use them every year, and they're absolutely fine. I know they conduct background checks. Again, there's the CPR training, there's other stuff. I wouldn't have any qualms about that. And you're right over, where are you going to go to dinner? Like a monorail resort?
Well, we were considering Le Cellier. And,
I think you'd be fine. I really wouldn't have any trouble about it.
Okay. Yeah. We also heard that they have the fairy godmother to come into the room or something like that.
Yep. We've actually used those, or some of the unofficial guide people have used those. Again, absolutely fine.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever got a negative letter about any of those places either. We've got many positive reviews from both of them. I can't recall that we've ever got. Certainly, I've never seen one. A complaint. Okay. So.
Do they have planned activities with the kids or anything that you know of?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Not a problem. Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks
cool.
for that.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Take care.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
407-278-5939. I want to mention that, again, our sponsor for this live show is All Ears Net, your one-stop shop for independent travel information for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and much more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join 94,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in the mail, email box each week. Visit allears.net today. Hi, who is our caller?
Hi, this is my name's Mike from Rochester. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
My question has to really do about Marathon in 09, so I guess maybe Lemon Scopa might be able to help me out here.
Yeah.
I am looking to book a hotel. I am a DVC member, and I'm kind of looking maybe at the Animal Kingdom Villas. I have seen on the DVC website that, you know, they're looking at rolling out the new phases in parts of 09. I was wondering, you guys think that might be a good idea? If not, I'm thinking maybe Newell's Landing.
What's your objective with this question, Mike? Are you looking for some place that would be close to the start, or that would be easy to get to the start and everything? Is that what you're looking
for? Well, I don't really care about being a distance. I'm going to be down there for 10 days. Scopa, I'm going to be taking your advice and going down on like a Wednesday to get, you know, acclimated to the weather and everything like that. And we're going to have a car, so I don't care if I'm far away driving. I'm just not sure if you guys have heard of, like, if construction might still be bad, or, you know, or maybe just Old Key West for right now until construction's done would be a better choice. I'll be bringing myself, my wife, and my daughter along too.
I'm just trying to think of whether they're going to. I mean, I was at the villas, obviously the ones still inside the lodge, back in December. Are they going to be done in time for January 09? I don't know, man. That sounds like they got a lot of work to do for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Old Key West might be a safer choice anyway. Although the dining isn't quite as good on site, but
that's okay.
Are the costs comparable, Mike?
That's a good question, Mr. Newell.
As far as cash goes, I'm not sure. I really don't know.
Like I would say that Old Key West is always the cheapest. Old Key West and Saratoga Springs are always the cheapest in terms when you're paying cash of all the DVC resorts.
Okay.
I'm not sure about points. I mean, I'll defer to Newell on that one. But for cash, always Old Key West and Saratoga Springs, which is what I love about it. Saratoga Springs, it's great.
I like Saratoga Springs, actually. I mean, I think the rooms are very nice. It's a hike to get anywhere, but
yeah, it's great.
We stayed there in January. Great place.
Yeah, I would try Old Key West. It's great.
All right, then. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Good luck with the training.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, who are you speaking with?
This is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
How are you?
Where are you calling from?
Massachusetts.
Awesome. What are we doing tonight?
What was that?
I said you're a neighbor.
A neighbor?
I'm up in New Hampshire.
Uh-huh. Go Pats.
Go Pats. Yes.
Oh,
yep.
God.
Make sure Matt hears that.
God.
Make sure Len hears that.
Yeah, go pass. Ooh,
please.
Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady's been down on this luck for so long. I mean, dating a supermodel and all.
Yeah,
he needs something good to happen in his life.
Anybody wants to bet the game, I need points. You know, because Brady's right, I need points. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Catherine. What can we do for you?
Yeah, actually, we just got back from Disney yesterday.
Oh, cool. How was it?
It was cold.
Yeah.
It was good, but it was cold. We didn't take the kids this time. My husband and I went, and we did three of the tours, and we went to a lot of restaurants and gained probably about 10 pounds. Spent a lot of money, but we took your advice. I had called in during your last show and asked you about getting the dining experience, and we ended up saving about $106. So it was definitely worth getting.
Wow, that's great. Nice. How many days did you stay?
We were there 6 days. Well, we didn't save 106. It was we saved about 56 after the price of the dining experience. But
56. So about $5 per person per day.
Yep.
That's interesting because the guide actually estimates $5 to $7 per day for savings.
Yep. We went to the California Grill and Citrico's. We got a walk in to Le Salier, which was great. We were very surprised.
Wow, for lunch or for dinner?
For dinner.
For dinner?
Really?
Yep.
That might be the one this year they have.
Well, actually, they were letting in quite a few people. This was yesterday, too.
Now, did you walk on water, or did you make wine come out of rocks?
It's late January. It's
pouring the same thing.
I was wearing my Patriots shirt, so that's why.
That must have been
sorry
it.
For you. Yeah.
We had a fantastic waiter. His name was Barry. He was so attentive. It was a really, really nice experience. We did try the Yak and Yeti.
Oh, what did you think? The sit-down place or the
sit-down? Yep, we did the sit-down, and we were there right when the parade was going by, so we requested a table by the windows, and so we got to see the parade. The food was pretty good. It was dead in there, though. There was hardly anybody there when we got there.
Oh, cool. What did you have?
I don't remember what we had. What did we have, honey?
Scopa special.
He had the salmon, and he really loved it. And I can't remember what I had. We had so much food that I just can't remember all the stuff we ate.
Yeah.
But we were at the California Grill when they did the Pirates and Princess fireworks show. And that was really good. We could see it from the balcony. It was freezing, but it was still good.
Excellent.
And my question actually was, we did the Undiscovered Epcot tour, and the woman's headset wasn't working, so I think she felt bad for us and arranged to have us have a special viewing of Illuminations. We think it's a special viewing, but do you know if that's part of the tour, that they do that for you, or is it that she felt bad for everybody?
I would think it's a comp for the bad experience.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Where did you watch it from?
In front of Italy. We had to actually go up to the cast members, and they let us in.
Yeah, so, I've been there before. I had something happen to me. Someone screwed up. I tried to make a surprise reservation, and they sent a bill home, which obviously did not make it a surprise anymore. And a cast member, I called in to complain. A cast member quickly offered me a viewing over there in Italy. I'd been there. They rope it off, and you just ask the cast member, and they bring you under the rope.
So is that the place where they put all the people they make mad?
It's called the Isolata. That's what it's called, really. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was great, though. I had never seen it that well, and it was awesome. So we also did the Behind the Scenes tour, and we had an intern that he was nice, but he definitely shouldn't really be giving tours. A 45-minute tour ended up being almost 2 hours. So,
wow.
He was definitely very knowledgeable, but not a real people person. And we also did the Keys to the Kingdom tour. And the girl that gave the tour, we found out at the end that it was actually her first day, and she was fantastic. So,
cool.
That was a really good tour.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks for calling in with that.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Catherine.
All right. Thanks, Catherine.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
So, Mr. Newell, what do you say we have a little giveaway here? What do you think?
Sure. Why not?
Well, I want to let me preface this. One of our listeners, ADP, was actually in the chat room last I checked.
ADP?
He emailed me earlier this week, and he offered to give away some T-shirts, some WDW Today T-shirts to some of our listeners during the live show today. So we've got two shirts to give away, and we'll give away one shirt if you call in to 407-278-5939 right now, and Mr. Newell will put you through. And we'll see who's going to win the first one. I can already hear Len trying to type 40. Oh, hit the wrong one, clear. As the iPhone bounces off the ground.
Len, I have you on my caller ID.
Yeah, I know.
407-278-5939. Win. If all you have to do is call in. There's no trivia question. It's just, you know, hey, you won. So we've got two to give away. We're giving one right now. So once we get the phone.
We got somebody right now.
And we got a winner, I think. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Sean from Pennsylvania again.
Hey.
Called back and I get a T-shirt this time, huh?
Yeah. Well, Sean, you win a WDWToday.com T-shirt. Do me a favor and email matt@WDWToday.com with your size you'd like and your address.
All right. Very good.
All right. Well, congratulations. Thanks.
Well, thanks so much, guys.
Hey, Sean.
All right. Awesome. Take care. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And the good news is for everyone else is that there's still one more shirt to give away. We'll be giving it away a little bit later on in the show, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
407-278-5939. Now, Len, I was going to ask you before, while we're waiting for a call here, I had my first experience trying to get rid of a lizard in my apartment today. I don't know if those occur in North Carolina.
Yeah. You moved to Florida.
I've dealt with mice in Brooklyn. I had these little, you know, these little lizards. I don't know what they are. They're like about 4 or 5 inches big.
Yeah, the lizards. Yeah.
I destroyed my apartment. It was like a Tom and Jerry cartoon trying to find this stupid lizard. It ran into my computer. Like, it literally went into the computer, and I still couldn't get it. I spent an hour chasing
this stupid thing. Maybe that's our Skype issue this afternoon was lizard.
the lizard disconnected my internet. Nice. So I don't know. I mean,
smell.
I've dealt with.
Am I grilling snake? What's that smell?
That's good eating.
That's good eating. Exactly.
So that was my first experience as a southerner dealing with southern varmints. And yeah. we have another caller here. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, I'm Justin from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Justin, what can we do for you?
I was just wondering if, I'll be down at the World when Christina is down there, and we'll be staying at the Pop Century. So I was wondering
Definitely look up her hotel room. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do, and see if I could secretly leave her messages, and see if I could get a T-shirt or something.
The poor girl's gonna get harassed. She's gonna have security down there.
I won't. And she's definitely at Scopa Towers. I don't. Obviously, we don't know what room she's staying in or anything. But you can definitely leave her messages at the front desk.
Yeah, I'll definitely try that. Yeah. She's not Testa anymore, right?
Harrison.
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 Okay, great. That's awesome.
Yeah, cool. That'd be great. You can leave her like a theme park map and say, I just wanted you to have this or something like that. Something dorky.
I'm your number one fan.
Extra points if you can just break into her apartment before or into her room beforehand. And when she walks in, you spit around in the chair. So, Mr. Bond, I've been expecting you.
Exactly. So, Tina, about that shirt.
Maybe I'll dress up as mousekeeping and leave her a secret towel animal or something.
Like a towel animal, but with like a spear through it or something. Christina, this was for you. But if you do see her though, I mean seriously, if you see her from like across the walkway, definitely scream as loud as you can and go, Christina, oh my God! Because that's
yeah. I have her picture printed out and I have her picture printed out and everything. So I'm gonna try and find her when she's down there.
Nice,
awesome,
nice.
I could just see it now, the Florida sheriff subpoenaing this broadcast.
I know. Orange County.
Do you have any questions, or are you just calling about about Christina?
No, I was just calling about that.
That's nice. Awesome. Yeah. Well, good luck.
So leave her a message at the front desk and sure. Yeah, and just tell her that that you want to say hi.
Cool. Well, you guys are awesome.
Cool.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
See ya.
See ya.